moratorium project. Talk about your group's involvement with these protests.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I think one of the things that we have been highlighting, especially as we talk, as we're drawing the connection between immigrant detention and the prison industrial complex right now, and how the INS is really taking a role in all this, is really the groundwork has been laid out very well through the prison industrial complex, right? What has been done traditionally in the name of what's been justified in the name of public safety in this country, now it's been basically ushered under the rubric of national security. So, you know, some of the parallels that, you know, we're familiar with, while we have the war on drugs, which basically, you know, fueled the prison system, the prison population, and justified things like, you know, everyday enforcement activities like building raids and basically wholesale warehousing of blacks and Latinos in this country. You have war on terrorism now justifying a law enforcement role by the INS, leading to targeted raids that have been getting escalated in the South Asian and Muslim communities, and now, you know, leading to the rise in detention of immigrants left and right. So it's something, if we just take a moment to think about it, that's why the theme of the march and rally is really making the connection between the immigrant and the non-immigrant communities, and really looking back to the history of repression in this country and the internment camps, you know, and basically what's been, you know, happening and what continues to take place in the name of safety at large.